Knapp is an economic researcher with the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research. He has been with ICER since 1981 and was a much-anticipated speaker by those attending the event.
Since 1990, Dr. Knapp has studied world salmon markets and the effects of changing market conditions on the Alaska salmon industry. From
94, Chamber board member Don Hayes was the event's MC.
And has traveled to Canada, Japan, Russia, Norway, Chile, and Iceland in connection with his research on salmon markets.
Knapp's speech centered around how fishing communities can survive through changing times. He said he loves fishing communities in general, but Petersburg is special when you look at the raw statistics.
I think Petersburg is arguably one of the most successful fishing communities in Alaska and maybe in the United States and maybe in the world.
He said currently there are favorable market conditions globally for wild seafood. It stems from population growth, an increased awareness of the health benefits of seafood, and countries that are coming into money, like China. Despite the current success, wild seafood has variables which cannot be controlled. There are challenges cropping up, such as global warming and ocean acidification, that could have uncertain consequences. Knapp warned the audience that the economic future does not look easy. He predicts more of what we're seeing now: less revenue from the state's oil and less ability to rely on state and federal dollars. That could affect everything from capital projects to housing to healthcare.
And so the challenge for us is figuring out what are we going to do as a state and what are we going to do as communities to address this situation.
He gave four words of advice: learn, diversify, engage, and care. He said part of that is to consider the growing fish farming industry.
SWAI. Who here has ever had SWAI? S-W-A-I. Who's ever heard of SWAI?
He said SWAI is a made-up name for a whitefish that's farmed primarily in Vietnam and China. It's the eighth most consumed fish in the United States.
There's aquaculture explosion happening around the world, and it's going to affect our markets. But it is also a potential opportunity for fishing communities. I'm not advocating by any means that Alaskans should go into fish farming, but I would strongly recommend, in a town with this kind of Norwegian heritage, you should all go visit your Norwegian relatives and or their old fishing towns and learn about what kind of fish farming they have going on and how they feel about it and what's good about it and what's bad about it and so on, and see, is there anything in this? Because I can assure you that industry is changing rapidly.
Pursuing other possible forms of income will help fishing communities make it through tough times when unforeseen challenges come up.
Look for ways to diversify beyond, you know, one industry, diversify beyond fishing to, God forbid, sport fishing, to tourism, to other resource industries, to other things, and your community will be stronger and more stable because of it.
Even with the likelihood of shrinking federal and state dollars, he said it was important for residents to keep the community a vibrant place that others want to come and live in, to take care of the infrastructure that matters to residents, like the rec center, docks, and library.
Where they tell me, this hall was built by volunteers 100 years ago, right? And interesting, fixed up recently by a state grant.
He said the future might need more of that kind of volunteerism, more like it used to be. After Knapp's speech, the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year Award went to Alaska Airlines. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.